This is Culture Week for Ketchikan area kids who are attending the Ketchikan Indian Community Day Camp. Kids age 4 through 16 met at KIC's two locations along Deer Mount and Stedman Streets, where they learned traditional Native practices, sometimes adding a few modern twists, like using pressure cookers. On the third day, a group of about 25 kids were taught how to can fish properly to avoid bacteria that most kids haven't heard of. Botulism.
You can't taste it, you can't smell it.
It can damage your insides.
It can damage your insides. And does anybody have a story that they've heard of a loved one that might have passed away from botulism? I know I've got them. Yeah, so we have to be really careful.
They went outside and were shown how to fillet a salmon and pack it into a jar before loading it into a pressure cooker.
This is my personal choice for doing fillets. So you just take your knife, you get a feel for it's like up against the backbone, and you feel it going through the rib bones.
Poor fish.
Meanwhile, another group was inside crafting headbands, cedar bark bracelets, and transformation masks.
What are you guys working on over here?
Transformation masks. It's like showing an animal turning into a man, like the spirits.
Still others made their own puppet-like figures to go along with the story of the Fog Woman.
As time went by, the raven forgot the chief's warning. The raven says, "I am angry with you, wife." The wife says, "I don't like it when you talk to me like that. Remember, my father made you promise to be nice to me." The raven says, "Don't talk to me like that," and he whacks his wife with a piece of salmon.
In groups, they sang native songs and listened to the stories behind them. Well, some of the kids sang, while others curled up to their older siblings or friends and simply listened.
Any favorite parts?
Listen to the stories.
What's your favorite story so far?
The one that she told, I think.
Which story is it?
I don't remember, but it's a cool story.
Starla Goni is helping with Culture Week and says she thinks it's an important tool for Native and non-Native kids alike as they grow up in this community.
I think the mission is to have pride in who they are and to be able to connect with other children their ages, and they just get to know each other and get to know even adults that they can trust and come to when they need to. I think they get a lot out of learning about their culture and the culture around them.
Hand in hand in this world of our land, one of these days, please through our...
Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Madeline Beck.